You're listening to Revolution Rock on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. And
got a little mossy in that one.
Yeah, we ended off with, I think this is the last track on their EP, Bog Moss's Sinkhole, which came out at the end of 2023. Windsor band combining members of musicians from many other bands. And really great stuff, this band. If you haven't seen them live, also, I really do strongly recommend it. We heard Red Sun from Sinkhole. And then prior to that, we heard music from Calgary's Sun Glaciers.
Yes, we heard the track Right Time, and that's taken from Regular Nature, their latest release that dropped earlier this year. And then we started off with a double dose of Sloan, coming from a new deluxe box set that they have, which is a limited edition. This is a reissue of the Smeared record, alongside with a very limited run of the Peppermint EP, which was sold alone with this great peppermint coloring on it. Unfortunately, it is no longer available for sale, but you still have the standard EP version that you could still purchase.
You can still get a vinyl version for all you vinyl heads out there. And we heard a track from the Peppermint release, and then also a track from Smeared. We heard Sugar Tune from Peppermint, and then we also heard Median Strip from Smeared to start off that set. Coming up next, we're going to play three tracks from the Gun Club's Las Vegas Story. This was an album released in 1984, celebrating its 40th anniversary. And this was a really unique and special album in Gun Club's discography for many reasons, one of which was the original member who left to play with the Cramps, Kid Congo Powers, came back to play guitar during this era of Gun Club.
That's right. So after a 3-year hiatus when he was playing with the Cramps, he came back for this recording, and you really hear it. The sound is pronounceably different compared to the previous two releases. Las Vegas Story also has an interesting element to its sound in terms of its production value, which sounds a lot more polished compared to some of their previous recordings, maybe due to the work of producer Jeff Eyrick. I'm not quite clear how much of a hand he played in it, but certainly you had a lot of experience with this between a couple EPs, and you had the two LPs that preceded this. But this was really a concerted effort to make, I don't want to say a conceptual album in terms of an overarching story, because I don't like those types of albums, generally speaking. It's more of a conceptual album in terms of capturing a mood, the sort of desperation of Las Vegas, and that sort of glimmer of neon American hope that turns to despair, which I think the band encapsulates so well. And as a note, we talked in a previous episode about the Gun Club with Jeffrey Lee Pierce, how he was the, I believe, the president of the Debbie Harry fan club.
Well, we talked with Kid Congo Powers, not Jeffrey.
But wasn't Jeffrey Lee Pierce the
He was the president of the Debbie Harry fan club.
And this album is actually dedicated to Debbie Harry, to quote, for her love, help, and encouragement, because he actually did have a working relationship with Debbie Harry at that point, which is pretty cool. But yeah, the lineup here, of course, with Jeffrey Lee and then Kid Congo Powers working together again, really just creating that great dynamic and reigniting it after years and years of them being separated. It's such a special feeling for this particular record.
And I believe the drummer that had been playing with them left and then came back, or maybe that was after / during this album. The drummer's name is slipping my mind.
Well, I know the drummer for this one was Terry Graham.
Yeah, that was the drummer that was on the last two records prior to this. And also the bassist, Patricia Morton?
Oh, yeah. So this was a new addition to the group.
We should mention this, yes.
Yeah, so it's actually Patricia Morrison. So,
sorry.
Yeah, she, in addition to that, she also provided some backing vocals. And, you know, she had a pretty storied career herself, because she also did bass work for The Bags
and
also The Damned and yep. Sisters of Mercy. So, you know, she has a quite a good CV on her.
And this was also the start of, well, how many albums were there after? There was a couple more albums.
There was a few more, but I think people kind of agree that this was the last great Gun Club record. And, you know, that's always open to debate, but I do agree when you talk about classic records from this group, you have Fire of Love, Miami, and then this one seems to be the end of a certain trilogy, but it is the beginning of a new era for the band as well, as they expand their sound, they incorporate some different sonic elements, but it would also be a long while before they would end up recording again. Their next album wouldn't be released until 1987.
Yeah, and I believe Kid Congo Powers stayed with the Gun Club until they were done. He was also playing during this time with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Kid left the Cramps because there was an ongoing legal issue with them and they couldn't release any music. But despite that fact, he was on two of their albums. Their excellent live album, Smell of the Female, is that the name?
Yep.
And then A Psychedelic Jungle.
And, you know, he did great work on that. But honestly, his home was with the Gun Club and it shows on this record. And we're just going to play a couple tracks from it, celebrating its 40th anniversary. We're going to start with the opening track, kind of, sort of. It kind of opens with a little introduction, but then bleeds into the song. So we're going to play a quick edit of that. This is Walking with the Beast from the Gun Club's Las Vegas Story here on Revolution Rock.
This is the Las Vegas Story, the story of a couple of great...